Hello, welcome to the Negotiators Podcast. Today, I've got Alison Gross, who's a chartered physiotherapist, sports injury expert, and somebody I've known for a long time. I've always believed that mind and body and keeping your body in good shape will help you do complicated deals, negotiating situations, and be busy in whatever environment you work in. Alison, welcome. Thank you for joining the Negotiators Podcast.
Morning. Thank you for asking me.
Well, it's a pleasure. Alison, keeping your body in good shape must make a massive difference to how you perform. What's your take on that?
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. If you are feeling healthy and full of energy, you know, if you move a lot and you look after yourself, make sure that you don't get too stiff, make sure you don't get too static, drink lots of water, you're going to perform better. And it's going to be much easier to do the things that you want to do. So really, looking after your mind and your body, you can't really separate them. It's the same thing. So a healthy body helps a healthy mind, and vice versa, I guess.
You mentioned two or three things that I want to just mention. You said drinking plenty of water. What's that all about?
Okay, well, dehydration is actually one of the biggest problems for people. You know, you get busy, you're looking at some work, you forget what time it is, you forget to drink. And actually, your body needs water, and we should all be drinking plenty of it. It will make you feel more awake. So if you're struggling, get up, walk around your chair, take a drink of water. So you'll get some movements, and you'll also help with dehydration and concentration.
I go for coffee. Is that wrong? Is that the wrong thing to do?
No, coffee's not wrong, but you need to get the water as well.
So okay.
Water will hydrate you better.
Okay. You mentioned also about getting up and stretching. What do you mean by that?
Okay, so it's easy when you're at your PC, you're going to sit there and you get involved, as I said earlier, and often you get in a very crouched position. So you need to get up and get your shoulders back and perhaps move your head from side to side and, you know, just get the blood flowing a little bit and change things around. If you're feeling really tired and stiff and can't concentrate, get up, walk around your chair and take a couple of deep breaths and it will help. It's very important. In actual fact, we should all be at least every 30 minutes, we should get up, move, have a drink of water, walk around, take a deep breath, even if only for a minute or two, it really helps.
We run on our top masterclass 17-minute sessions to try and sort of do that and keep people moving and keeping the mind. And there is a view that 17 minutes is actually a good time for stretching. But when I've said that to the people, they say, well, I can't get away from my desk every 17 minutes. But
yeah, well,
I'm not sure.
But you can take a deep breath, can't you?
Yeah.
You don't have to leave your desk, or you don't have to even move. You just need to take a deep breath in, maybe turn your head a few times. That's a movement.
Yeah.
So it would help.
But I think maybe people should do more of that. And what about getting out in the fresh air every hour or so? Is that something people should do?
Well, yes. But again, if you work in the top floor of a building, how are you going to get downstairs out in the fresh air every hour? it would be nice, wouldn't it? But I guess the idea is to go out, perhaps if you have a little lunch break, go outside at lunchtime. Yes, fresh air helps, but it's not always practical. So just moving and keeping moving a little bit and drinking a bit of water will help you.
Okay. Now, I know a lot of people listening to this and watching this will have played some sport, or they pulled their back, or they pulled some muscles, etc. What should people do when they do that? They tend to take paracetamol and hope it gets better. What's your advice?
Well, that depends on how bad it is. But if you're just a bit stiff after exercise, stretch. My biggest tip for everyone is to stretch. If you do, you can easily ask a physiotherapist or sports therapist. You can even look on YouTube and find yourself something to do. But basic stretches to stretch your muscles out after exercise will help that. Same with backache. If you do some stretches, it will often ease the muscles. Get a bit of warmth on them maybe, but and take paracetamol if you like. If you're really in trouble and it hasn't gone away after 48 hours or so, you should maybe contact your physiotherapist and get them to look at you, make sure that you're okay.
Okay, just for the people that aren't in the know, we need to talk about this. You're a sports physiotherapist.
I'm a chartered physiotherapist who does lots of sports.
I never get the technical things right, but I know that you have treated a lot of famous sports people, women and men, tennis players and things like that. You can't clearly get physiotherapy on the National Health Service, can you? Or you can't. Well, it's very difficult. You need to go private to someone like you. Is that right?
It is unfortunately true. If you have a very serious injury, and if you have a disc prolapse in your back or something that's really difficult, you can go to your doctor and they will refer you to physiotherapy. The issue is with many things in the NHS that the service is very overloaded, so you may not get seen as soon as you would like to be seen. So you may have to take it in your own hands and go and see a sports physiotherapist or anybody that you know that you're recommended to who can help you with that kind of thing.
So if you've got a swelling, the best thing to do is to get the swelling down as quickly as possible with presumably ice and ibuprofen.
Well, yes, that's true. But there is a little debate going on at the moment, or a big debate, about whether ice is actually as effective as we've always thought it is.
Really?
So that's you're asking me a controversial question there, actually. But yes, if you've got swelling, then you rest, you put it up and take some ibuprofen, provided you're not allergic to it. And if the cold compress helps you, then yes, you do that. I would advise
that. I've been at Arsenal. In fact, I watched it yesterday at Arsenal. Where a player got injured, he came straight off, and they put a physio put an ice pack right round his ankle. So
that's what I would do. But I say there is a little controversy about it at the moment.
So. Okay.
But I think for yourself, if you are going to put an ice pack on, you never put it on bare skin. You always put something, a damp cloth between you and it, and no longer than 20 minutes. Because if you keep it on for longer than that, you reverse the circulation. So 20 minutes max. You can repeat after an hour or so, but not longer than 20 minutes for ice.
Well, tell me a bit about you. Why did you start a sports physiotherapy clinic? I know I've called that wrong, but you know what I mean.
It's
on
better,
that.
Yeah. I trained in the NHS, worked in the NHS for 10 years. And then I started doing a little bit of work with a friend with a private practice. And I loved working with the sports people. You know, it's great. People who are so motivated to get better and want to do well. So I worked for a friend for a while, and then I had the chance with a great friend and colleague of mine to set up my own clinic, which is what we decided to do. And it's great because I wanted control of my own destiny, basically. And I wanted to be able to say, you know, I will have time to treat these patients, not be like a conveyor belt rushing them through as have been previous experiences. So.
Yeah, it's a very rewarding job, didn't we? Sometimes it's 25-minute appointment, whereas your appointments are 45 minutes, which makes a massive difference.
Generally,
treatment. I've had fantastic treatment I've had from you. I just want to change the subject slightly because I know that you're a craniosacral therapist, or I've probably got the title wrong there.
I practice up-ledger craniosacral therapy. It's a very gentle form of hands-on treatment, and it affects really the central nervous system. So it helps the body to rectify itself if it's got issues, underlying issues that might be tension, it might be an injury, it might be a trauma, anything like that. So it's a very gentle way of getting into the nervous system. We use the bones, as in the head, that's the cranial bit, and the tail, can't see that, that's the sacral bit, to get into the fascia and the membranes within the system. So it's a very relaxing treatment, and it's very gentle. If it suits you, it has profound effects, or can have.
What does it do? Just sort of adjust the alignment? Because I know that, I bend over and I do all the wrong things when I'm concentrating.
Yeah. So I don't want to get into complicated explanations, but it works on the craniosacral system, which is basically fluid that runs from the brain along the spinal cord up at a rhythm. And if you are sat hunched over, sometimes that rhythm gets a little bit interrupted, the fluid gets a little bit kinked, or the membrane around it does, so it's easing out the tensions. That's basically it. It's very subtle, as you know, and it's great if you've got tensions in places, headaches, whiplash, that kind of injury.
That is one of the things people get a lot of these days, isn't it? Headaches, because they get into this kind of position that I know I get into with the shoulders up and, getting the tension. Which causes
you
do, headache?
And then what you, beg your pardon? That cause a headache, yeah. Headache. So if you've got a lot of tension, you're pulling on the base of the cranial, the bottom of the skull, and you're like this for a long time, you can imagine that the muscles become tense and the blood flow to the area gets a bit stagnant. So just moving changes all of that. But if you keep on doing it, you know, you're going to end up with pain and tension and pain and discomfort. So it's good to, it goes back to our original thing about moving yourself around a bit when you're working.
Sure. So now, what's the most common things that you treat? Common injuries.
Okay, so now I don't treat quite so many of the elite athletes. I still see one or two, but not. A lot of my people are actually what I call weekend warriors. So people who work at a desk all week, perhaps in not great posture, and then go out and play golf, tennis, run. Actually, runners. At the moment, it's marathon season, so you know we've got a lot of people like that. So the most common thing is people who overdo it at the weekend don't stretch enough and end up hurting themselves. Also, people who, we've got a texter's thumb, you know, you get neck problems, thumb problems just from playing on your iPad or your phone for a lot. So I would say computer-related injuries and overdoing the weekend sport type stuff is my, are the most common things we see.
And is that because people don't warm up properly?
Sometimes, or sometimes they just, if you've only got a few hours to do what you want to do, for example, in the garden, you're just going to do it if you don't think about it. So you'll go out there, do as much as you can, and then afterwards think, oh dear, that wasn't a great idea. My back's really stiff. So warming up helps, taking breaks, changing position. It's again, just like sitting at the desk for too long in one position is wrong for you. Running without changing your position and having a rest, if you're not used to it, is wrong for you. Gardening, you know, and you could apply that to anything really. The fitter you are, the more you practice and the more you stretch, the more you can do, really.
I think so, you mentioned text thumb just now, but I've also heard of text neck. Is that
phenomenon? Again, here we go again. It's that being stuck in one position, looking at your phone, looking at your iPad. It's very common, particularly in teenagers, actually, because they're growing and their spines are very flexible and they spend ages, as we all know, looking at their phone or their PlayStation or whatever. So, yeah, you can hurt your thumb by overdoing it in one place. I know people who've had to use the other hand to do their work with because they can't, they overused it in the neck.
So is that called repetitive strain injury?
Yeah, that's a type of repetitive strain injury. That's a whole condition, but it's a sort of, it could be called that, yes.
Okay, well, we're coming to the end of this interview now, which is fantastic. Lots of information. If there was one tip that you'd give people going forward that work in the work in our desk or work in an office or lead busy lives, what would that tip be?
I would say take some time out to really think about how you sit, how you move, and be kind to your body. Actually, give it the chance to move. Take up Pilates, which is a big ask. That's two tips. But the biggest one is listen to your body and make sure you move and watch your posture.
Okay. Well, if there's anyone watching, anyone watching this or listening to this and think they need a physiotherapist, how do they get hold of you?
I work at Hillview Physiotherapy Clinic in Woking, Surrey. So you can Google me. I've got the website, etc. So they can call me that way or email me and I will get back to them.
Okay, so that's only 25 minutes on a train from London. What about if they're in Manchester? How do they find a physiotherapist that can sort their problems
out? So if they're wanting private physiotherapists, then there's an organisation called Physio First, and they have a register of physiotherapists. And if they want a craniosacral therapist, there's someone called UpLedger, and then you can find people on there, but not everybody is on that one. But for physiotherapists, you know, or ask at the local gym, see if they can recommend anybody.
Oh, yeah, the local gym.
Recommendation is often the best way.
So. Okay. Alison, thanks very much for your time. I really appreciate that. It's been a fantastic interview. Lots and lots and lots of information. I think I'm going to stretch my back.
Are you sitting straight?
I'm not sure I am. I think I'm leaning forward in that dreadful computer position that we all got, when perhaps even with my shoulders up. But perhaps we can do another one of these interviews for the Negotiators podcast in a few months' time, because I think there's so much valuable information, and clearly, as we both agree, the mind-body connection and the business that we do are all interlinked, so we really do need to sort that out. So Alison, thanks for joining me, and I look forward to talking to you again at very shortly. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.